In our schematic programs, the jump instruction loaded the program counter with a 32-bit address. How does a 32-bit instruction specify a 32-bit address? Some of the instruction's bits must be used for the opcode. Here is the assembly language version of the jump instruction. The mnemonic for the instruction is just J for jump, and a target address is given. Typically, in assembly language, the target address is given by a symbolic address. Here is the machine language form of the instruction. The opcode, as always, is the high-order 6 bits of the instruction. Following is 26 bits that must be used to specify the 32-bit address. How can this be done? There is room in the instruction for a 26-bit address. The 26-bit address field is transformed into a 32-bit address. Here is how this is done. The following operations take place at runtime as the jump instruction is executed. Instructions always start on an address that is a multiple of 4, that is, they are word-aligned. So the low-order 2 bits of a 32-bit instruction address are always 00. Shifting the 26-bit target address left 2 places results in a 28-bit word-aligned address, that is, the low-order 2 bits become 00. Well, so far so good. Now all we need is to fill in the high-order 4 bits of the address. These 4 bits come from the high-order 4 bits of the current contents of the program counter. These are concatenated to the high-order end of the 28-bit address to form a 32-bit jump address. Look at the following illustration. It shows a jump instruction and a program counter. Both of these contain 32 bits. The jump instruction starts with a 6-bit opcode, shown in green. The 26 bits of the jump instruction that are the target field are shifted left by 2 positions and put into the 32-bit jump address. This means that the right 2 bits are 0. The supplied zeros are shown in blue. Next, the high-order 4 bits of the program counter are copied on the left of this 32-bit jump address. So, now the jump address is a full 32 bits. The 26 original bits, shown in black, the 4 high-order bits from the program counter, shown in red, and the 2 low-order bits that are the result of the left shift by 2 positions.